This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Seattle Unity Sunday live stream service, safe and socially distanced here at Metropolis downtown. My name's Olivia Hamilton. I know a bunch of you already. Hi, hello. And you'll see David Loy playing piano in a little bit. And Erin McGon is here. She's going to be singing a little bit after you see David. And we have Reverend Karen. And Nick is running sound. We just have all of the people I am so happy to see on this beautiful morning. We're going to start by singing a sing-along. Joy, joy, I've still got joy. And oh my gosh, what a week. What a great week for joy and for motivation and for hope and for compelling us into continued action with so much possibility. I'm feeling this song. So go ahead, get up on your feet. If you were in the room with us, Erin would be telling you to get up, to raise your hands in the air. You can probably hear her through her mask. I would move your furniture out of the way, grab your pet if they like to dance with you. All right, let's go ahead and sing this. Joy, joy, I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. After all I've been through, I still got joy. Oh, joy, joy, I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. All I've been through, I still got joy. Oh, joy, joy, I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. Oh, joy, joy, I still got joy. After all I've been through, I still got joy. Now love, 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 I still got love. All I've been through, I still got love. Let's pray.
And so I invite you to turn your attention within as we know the truth of our opening statement, which is, there is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence.
From here, let's come back in with peace. Peace, peace, I still got peace. Peace, peace, I still got peace. Peace, peace, I still got peace. After all I've been through, I still got peace. Oh, joy, 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 I still got joy. Joy, joy, I still got joy. Oh, joy, joy, I still got joy. After all I've been through, I still got joy.
Thank you, Olivia. That's wonderful. So good morning and welcome to Seattle Unity's live stream Sunday service. I'd like for you to join with me as we affirm our vision statement together, which is, we are an accessible and inclusive spiritual sanctuary for all ages and stages of life. We offer spiritual practices and a community that honors diversity and encourages self-empowerment. We co-create a world that works for all. And may it be so. So I'd like to invite you to write any prayer requests that you have right now in the chat box and throughout the service. And afterwards, the prayer names will be sent to the prayer team, and we'll take a moment to bless each person who has requested prayer at the end of this service. And so now I invite you to enjoy our announcements.
Up this morning with my mind stay.
And so now we have a reading read by Robin McCoy, who has served on our board of trustees this past year. Her term is up in February. So let's welcome Robin. Robin, are you there? Hi. She has a wonderful reading for us this morning.
Today I'll be reading an abridged version of The Hill We Climb by the wonderful Amanda Gorman. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always justice. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny Black girl, descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. So we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. So we lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. It's because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It is the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a forest that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. This effort nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith, we trust. For while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. But one thing is certain, if we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than one we were left with. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the windswept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. When new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light. If only we are brave enough to see it. If only we are brave enough to be it.
Thank you, Robin. Those are beautiful and powerful words, read by a beautiful and powerful person, and written by a beautiful and powerful person. Thank you. We're going to enter into a time of meditation. This meditation is about 3 minutes long. usually when we're here in person, we say a 3-minute silent meditation. And those of you who've heard me talk into meditation before know that I don't really think that silence exists as such. And I actually think that that's a beautiful thing. This meditation will have a lovely soft drone going underneath it. And that's a way for us to focus as we're in all of our different environments, as we cherish and protect each other's health by separating, which is necessary. Now we can really focus into the same beautiful sound under this meditation that we're going to move into. To help facilitate that transition, we're going to use a chant. Hallelujah. Feel free to sing along. Feel free to just breathe.
Hallelujah. headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day. I got love as my connection. There's an angel showing me the way. Reaching for love all my life. I didn't find it, always one step behind it. Now I know it was mine all the time. Finally, I am headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day, yeah. I got love as my protection. There's no need for me to be afraid. Spent so much time with my head in the clouds, I didn't see what was happening to me. Now that I've got my feet on the ground, I found I am headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day with my faith and intuition. That are telling me I'll be okay. Hey, I've been reaching for love all my life. I couldn't find it, always one step behind it. Now I know it was mine all the time. Finally, I'm headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day. Headed in the right direction. I'm headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day. I am headed in the right direction. I can see the light of day.
Thank you, Erin. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. So says Rob Siltanen. So this month, I invite you to embrace the part of you that sees things differently. I invite you to embrace your inner misfit, your inner rebel, the one that knows that there is a better way, the one that knows that we can create a world that works for all. Because each one of us has a unique perspective that no one else can bring into the world, and that voice of yours is needed. So our theme for this month is called The Alchemy of the Unexpected. Now, alchemy, as we said last week, is a process of turning lead into gold. And when we look at it metaphysically, it's about taking the lead of negativity or the lead of experiences that drag us down and transform them into the gold, the pure, to something better. So each month we're going to look at a specific area in life and then explore how can we turn that from lead to gold. How can we transform right now? How can we transform the lead of being blocked and stuck into the gold of welcoming change and welcoming the unexpected? And I share this today Because it seems that we, as a country anyway, are stuck in opposing views. And both sides are locked in their positions and seems unable to move. So may we call on the energy of love, of welcoming the unexpected, particularly, and maybe even unexpected miracles, in order for us to move forward. Many who are called misfits and rebels turn out to be change agents in our world. We have had change agents throughout history that have cleared the way, and Jesus, of course, is one of the great change agents who lived by showing us that there is a different way to relate to God. So instead of a God that is sort of remote and out there, all of a sudden he brought into an awareness that God is a loving God and that there is a personal relationship with God. He went from God being out there, Jehovah, to God being Abba or Daddy. He also shifted the consciousness by saying that the kingdom of heaven isn't over here or over there, but the kingdom of heaven is in the midst of us. So he was talking about an expansion of consciousness, and in a sense, he revolutionized how we see the divine and how we see reality. And the truth is, we're still learning his, we're still learning from him today. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, we read that you have heard it said that love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, well, what reward will you get? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? So this scripture, this call, seems to be extremely important to us right now, and it's a message that we need to hear right now. Because we're all the same, right? He's saying the rain falls on all of us the same. The sun shines on all of us the same. So we're called to understanding and to love. And Jesus turned the lead of a distant God into the gold of a personal daddy love. He turned the lead of an eye for an eye into the gold of love thy neighbor. So there's a Greek myth about a titan named Prometheus, and he stole fire from the gods. He stole fire from Zeus, and he gave it to humans. And because when humans have fire, then they can conquer the world, right? They can cook food, they can make tools, they're no longer afraid of the dark. And metaphysically, stealing fire is the process of grabbing something and then bringing it to the rest of humanity, whether it be a divine idea or an invention or some new way of perceiving reality like Jesus. And Prometheus was punished because he stole fire from the gods and gave it to humans. And he was like chained to a rock, and an eagle would eat his liver every day. And then it would grow back at night, and he'd do it again. So Hercules eventually does save him. But I think the point of the story is that sometimes there's a cost for stealing fire. Galileo knew this truth, because he was an astronomer, and he made telescopes. He was watching the moons go around Jupiter. He was looking at Saturn's rings. He was watching the moon. And it dawned on him, he could see it very clearly, that the sun wasn't revolving around the earth, but the earth was revolving around the sun. It was like, poof, you know, he stole fire. Well, the problem is that when he shared this wonderful news, he was investigated by the Roman Inquisition in 1615, and they concluded that this idea of heliocentrism was foolish and absurd. Not only that, but he was tried by the Inquisition and found vehemently suspect of heresy. And he was forced to recant. He was forced to no longer talk about it. He was forced to step back and maybe say he was wrong. And he spent the rest of his life under house arrest. And yet, he opened our eyes, and what he discovered could not be undone. He took the lead of an outdated view of reality into the gold of a new perception of where we fit in the solar system. Rosa Parks stole fire. She said, as far back as I can remember, I knew there was something wrong with the way of life when people could be mistreated because of the color of their skin. She embraced her inner rebel when she refused to give up her seat on the bus. And then she became a change agent for civil rights. Now, in that time, whites sat in the front of the bus, and if it got too crowded, there was a sign that said, colored only, and they kept moving the sign back. So the blacks had to keep moving farther back. And one day, you know, the bus got more and more crowded, and she just refused. She's like, I'm not moving, and she got arrested. But her arrest led to the Montgomery bus boycott. Now, she became an icon of the civil rights movement, but like Prometheus, she suffered. She ended up losing her job. Her husband ended up losing his job. And they ended up moving to Detroit, where she worked for Don Conyers. But Rosa Parks took the lead of racism and she turned it into the gold of the beginnings of the civil rights movement. Gandhi stole fire. He took the teachings of Jesus literally as he was committed to nonviolence. And he had a platform of non-cooperation, and he introduced the boycott of foreign-made goods, particularly British goods. And then, of course, there was the salt march, because what happened was the people of India, even though the salt was growing on their land, they were forbidden from manufacturing or selling it, and they were forced to buy it at high prices. So Gandhi, one of his many things that he did, they marched to the coast, and it was a march of 241 miles. And as he continued on this journey, thousands of people began to join him. And at the end of this march, he found a lump of salt-rich mud, and he held it up in triumph. And he said, "With this, I am shaking the foundations of the British Empire." Like Prometheus, he did suffer. He was imprisoned. Yet, Gandhi took the lead of the British rule and transformed it into the gold of independence. So, the list of misfits and change agents is long, right? We got Darwin, Einstein, Marie Curie, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Martin Luther King. They have revolutionized how we work and how we're in the world, how we relate to each other. And I'm of the mind that right now, in this time in which we live, we really need change agents, right? We need the misfits. We need the people who see things differently. And not only just the people like out there, but in here, you and I. So in your own life, how have you maybe stolen fire? How have you stolen fire, and maybe you didn't bring it to the entire world, but you brought it to your family or your coworkers or your friends, where things were just slightly different and you saw things in a different way? And as we look at the alchemy of the unexpected, when has something unexpected shown up in your life and transformed it? When did some unexpected good or an unexpected miracle come into your life? And I would like to call that forward as we move into this month, that that we use our power of imagination. So who would you consider to be right now a current change agent? Probably our poet who spoke at the inauguration. She's a change agent, right? And that is what is called in our world right now. So I'd like for you just to take a moment to turn your attention within as we think about this. So when have you stolen fire in your life? In other words, you grabbed hold of some idea that wasn't seen before, and you brought it into your own life to live. Maybe it was the Unity teachings that caused you to see the world in a different way. Perhaps there was an event that triggered that for you. And what has been some of the unexpected good that has shown up in your life? And how has that shown up in your life? So this month, in our hearts, in our minds, I invite you to embrace that part of you that sees things differently, that turns it a bit on its side, that embraces your inner rebel and your inner misfit, to see that there is a better way, that we can create a world that works for all. So here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, whether they're famous or not. May we shift and change how we are in this world, bringing peace and kindness and understanding to all. And it is for this awareness and in the name and through the power of the living spirit of truth that we do say thank you and amen.
This is a Ricky Byers tune. The chorus is a double chorus. If you know it, join in. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. Yeah. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. You have got to stand. When you're feeling hopeless and vision has been tossed upon a stormy sea, move into the spirit, let the song move through you. Joy is there in your soul. Get up and stand and say, God is enough for me. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. Say it again now. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. You have got to stand. Even when you don't feel it, even when you can't see it, you got to stand. Sometimes you might tumble down the mountain of your dreams, but you must just get on up and stand and say, God is enough for me. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. Yeah. God is enough. God is enough for me. God is enough for me. I found a note in the bottle floating on the sea of life with a message in it saying it could end all my strife. If you're looking for heaven, you want to be homeward bound, look within, that is where the kingdom of God can be found. So stand and say without delay,
Good morning. Thank you, Aaron and David. I'm Melissa Mager, longtime member of Seattle Unity Church. Welcome this morning. We're now at the time in our service where we have the opportunity to generously give of our tithes and treasures to the mission and the vision of Seattle Unity. You can go on our website and use the donate function there to give, or you can text 206-350-8448, which appears at the bottom of your screen, and enter the word give, G-I-V-E. We thank you for your gifts. We'll take this moment to thank the Spirit for these gifts by saying the prayer that appears on your screen. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness and receive with gratitude. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Melissa. So before we close, I'd like for us to take a moment to bless the names of those who have requested prayer, and it's quite long. But I'm going to read each name. So what I'd like you to do is just to connect with that presence of spirit within yourself and know that as I speak the name of each person, you don't need to know who they are or what they need because spirit knows. So as I speak their names, we affirm divine alignment happening in the life of Mick and Calvin, for Judy and Frank, Sue Ellen and Tina, for Scooter, for Penny, Raymond and Marcia, Diane, Jean, Melissa and Rick. For Bice, Alan, Brooke, Gus, Steve and Shirley, take a deep breath. For Donna, Elise, Carol and Faith, for Sabrina and Lisa, for Sue, for Lynn and Lisa, another deep breath. The will of spirit is moving through your life for Jenny, Bill, Andrew, Ellen, Catherine, Mario and Jason, Diana and Judy, Len, Scott, Earl, Betty, Therese, Deanne, Dick, Christy, Quinn, Madeline, John, Pauline and Cheryl, and anyone else who comes to mind. So we hold each person in our hearts, affirming prosperity, guidance, and healing manifesting right now. May all beings be free from danger. May all beings have mental happiness. May all beings have physical happiness. And may all beings have ease of well-being. And before we share our prayer for protection, I want to invite you to come to our fellowship time, which is immediately following this service. You can find the link on the website by going to events and Sunday service. And Desi Bailey is going to be leading our discussion today. So join with me in our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Go ahead and stand as you are able and join us for our closing song by Karen Drucker called Stand.
Let there be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love. I am a stand for love. Let there be joy. I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. Let there be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love. I am a stand for love. Let there be joy. I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. Let there be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love. I am a stand for love. Let there be joy. I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. We are making a new world now. We are making a new world now.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.